have a child, but they're not in having any success, that in vitro fertilization would work for them in that the sperm can be extracted from the male and placed in the egg. So if they're not able to do it themselves, it can be done through in vitro.
Yeah, in vitro fertilization literally means fertilization in glass. So basically, the key about in vitro fertilization, as opposed to, for example, you know, where we use medications to make the lady ovulate, or we use intrauterine insemination, which is simply where the sperm is placed within the uterus, rather than obviously where it's ejaculated in the vagina.
But it would have to mean that he's producing viable sperm.
He has to be able to, he has to have sperm, yes. Mm. They don't need to be present in as high numbers because, yes, nature requires, in fact, millions and millions of sperm in order to achieve the course of transit through from the vagina to the uterus to the tube. Mm. But in vitro fertilization, we remove the gametes and the fertilization is done in a laboratory setting. So, for example, why would we do in vitro fertilization? Suppose she had blocked tubes, where the sperm and the egg in the body are not going to meet.
Right.
So therefore, we need to do that in the lab. And basically, if you like, in that example, the lab is playing a tube. And
right.
It's basically just a false tube environment, and we put the sperm and the eggs together. In that case, it's what we call straight IVF, where the sperm are just simply placed around the egg.
Mm.
In the case of what you were just referring to, that's called ICSI,
right.
Or intracytoplasmic sperm injection.
Mm.
And yes, if a guy has a low sperm count, or perhaps has a higher number of abnormal sperm, or perhaps a lower number of swimming sperm, what the embryologist will do is hand-pick to the trained eye a strong swimming sperm and select that sperm as the sperm that we're going to put into the egg.
Right.
So yes, it's true that only one sperm fertilizes an egg, but in the natural system, it can only happen if he's coming with a whole lot of friends. Because to make the actual sort of journey, they need to be present in numbers. And even at the site of the egg, they actually still need to be present in pretty significant numbers could together digest out the outer coats of the egg, and eventually, yes, one sperm will actually fertilize the egg.